Ladies and gentlemen, My Country 96.1 presents American Idol for Dummies. No, not you. We mean the person sitting next to you.
Of course we do. That would be Candy.
Stop it.
American Idol last night. Listen, there are only three things to talk about. Let's see if you agree, Candy.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to play a little sound of this. The awful performance from Lee DeWise.
It was painful.
Your reigning American Idol. Here he is. This is the first and last time you'll probably hear Lee ever on this radio station. Here you go. All right, no radio station in their right mind is going to play that single.
Well, yeah, and did he forget how to sing?
Yeah, this is why, you know, when I say Scotty and Pia are, you know, they look like stars, they're the only two to me that look like they would have a lot of radio play.
Oh, please.
Please, come on.
All right, this guy stinks. I'll give you that.
Now, the bottom three, oddly enough, that story we read a couple days ago about they all have a Twitter account.
Yes.
And how Ashton last week had the least amount of Twitter followers, and she got voted off.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the bottom three were the three lowest Twitter-followed contestants. Naima, Karen, and who was the other one?
Yeah, the other one.
Haley.
Yeah.
Right, and here, after Karen got the boot, here was Randy giving the news officially.
On behalf of the judges, let's go to Randy for the verdict. Randy?
This is not unanimous, I must say.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
We talked about this mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a
judges
unanimous
here, we're
decision.
Not going to use the safe tonight.
Yeah, of course you're not using the safe. Please. I could have shut it off right there. Everyone knew you.
Who was the one idiot that didn't vote no?
Probably J-Lo.
Yeah, probably.
She can't say no. And finally, the third thing to talk about last night, which was the most intriguing, Candy, was the fact that, was that Fergie on stage, or was that an imposter?
I don't know. I asked my son recently about Fergie, and he said she's gaining weight. Now we're thinking she may be with child.
First of all, yeah, she looks great. She can put on, we like a little chub in our female there, you know? But she looked okay. The problem is, it didn't look like her. She looked completely different, like she had surgery, or she's pregnant, or she looked all puffed up, Candy.
Yes.
I think she's pregnant. And she wasn't moving around. You notice the three other guys were all in their outfits.
She's
moving
usually
around.
The wild one.
Yes, and she was not moving around. She was in that flowy white outfit,
mm-hmm.
and she was like sitting next to the piano there.
When it gets flowy and you're sitting, baby on board.
Definitely seems pregnant, and she looked completely, her hair was like dyed blonde, I don't know. It was completely bizarre, and I believe we're not the only ones who think that.
Yeah.
I mean, it did not look like
I
Fergie
would have to thing. Agree with you.
All right, so there's your Idol for Dummies. Look. To me, Candy, Scotty and Pia, that's it.
All right, we heard you.
It's all I need to see.
All right, I don't happen to agree with you.
Well, I will say this, if that Twitter thing has anything to do with it.
Can they ban Twitter?
Please. The top two, you're embarrassing yourself.
I'm sorry.
The top two followed Twitter contestants, and it's not even close, are Casey the bearded dude.
Yep.
You know, Joe Cocker guy. And
Scotty.
And Scotty, that's it. And everyone else drops off after that.
Can I tell you, Scotty's getting cuter every week, too?
That guy's a superstar.
Really cute.
Absolute superstar. There you go. We will post your Idol for Dummies. We'll get that up there at licountry.com.